بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال، وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عنه عمله إلا من ثلاث: صدقة جارية، أو علم ينتفع به، أو ولد صالح يدعو له. رواه مسلم. Continuing with the chapter which deals with giving sadaqah on behalf of the mayyit, the deceased, and engaging in dua for such a person. What is the overriding principle with regards to this is what we call isal-e-sawab. Somebody has passed away, for the living relatives of the deceased to engage in voluntary acts of ibadat. As we mentioned yesterday, quite a few avenues: digging a borehole, digging a well, building a masjid, distributing Islamic literature, daily recitation of Quran, etc. The riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idha mata al-insan, when a person passes away, then all his actions or avenues of him earning for akhirat come to an end. When we speak of earning, there's two types of earning. One is what we call earning of material wealth. This unfortunately is something that has overtaken us. Day and night we are chasing behind the dunya. Little do we realize that beyond our necessities in this world, everything else will be to no avail. We have to leave it behind. The second earning is what we call a'mal, the earning of good deeds and good actions. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a person dies, his ability to earn, so far as his good deeds are concerned, come to an end with his death. Illa min thalath. But there are three avenues that remain open for him to earn even after his death. The first of which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, sadaqatin jariya, what we call jari, in other words, perpetual. Literally translated, something that is in movement or motion. Such sadaqah which perpetuates, in other words, the benefit of it perpetuates beyond his life. Maybe he sponsored someone to become alim, sponsored someone to do hifz, assisted someone financially, and that benefit continues, permeates beyond his death. Maybe he built a musafir khana, people are benefiting, various types of sadaqah. All this Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even when he is in his qabr, he's going to benefit from it. The second avenue, ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, the knowledge which he disseminates, by which people benefit. Here also many of us, unfortunately, we give it a very restricted and a confined meaning, where mashallah somebody is an alim, or he's a hafiz, or he's teaching hifz class, or he's teaching in a madrasa. What we don't realize is that mukhatabin-e-awwaleen, those who heard these ahadith first, were the sahaba of Rasulullah. We must always ask ourselves the question, what understanding did sahaba take from this? Sahaba did not restrict this to just some madrasa or some maktab. Each one was a moving madrasa. Dawat and tabligh, this work of dawat and tabligh going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very, very powerful tool and medium by which the aam ummat, the general masses of the ummat, even though the person may not be alim, may not even be hafiz, may just know a little bit, but if he is always giving dawat, always teaching, always mentioning the virtues of certain actions, for example, in our first quality, person who says La ilaha illallah 100 times a day, his face will shine like the 14th full moon. Now whoever heard that and was inspired to make the zikr of La ilaha illallah, we learn from this hadith, that is also ilm. That is also knowledge which you passed on. And people are benefiting from it. That person taught someone else, and that person taught someone else. You will be in your qabr for generations. According to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will derive the benefit and the reward from that. So this is what we talk about, a moving madrasa. Constantly giving out, learning and passing on, disseminating the knowledge of deen. It's not these type of virtues are not restricted. Today, unfortunately, many of us have this confined mentality. We think that virtue of passing on knowledge of deen has got to do with madrasa and maktab only. It's not only madrasa and maktab. Every jamaat that's going out in the path of Allah is a moving madrasa. And this benefit can be derived as long as we are constantly learning and teaching deen. عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. And the third, وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Pious child. وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ. A pious child, يَدْعُو لَهُ, that makes dua for you. Not only dua, makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala, passes the reward on, engages in tilawat of the Qur'an. Faqih Abu Al-Lays Samarqandi rahmatullah alayh, in his kitab, he mentions certain incidents with regards to this. The reason I'm mentioning this particular aspect in a little bit more detail is that, unfortunately, amongst many circles, amongst us also, there's a lot of confusion about Isale Sawab. Some people have even, they raise objection to the permissibility of it also. Yet we find this is something, if you look in the lives of the Aslaf, of the Salafi Saliheen, it was a very, very common practice. Mutarrif bin Shikhir rahimahullah, Faqih Abu Al-Lays Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi, mentions in his kitab one of his dreams. He says, Ra'aytu ka'anni dakhaltu al-maqabir laylatul Jumu'ah. He said, on the eve of Jumu'ah, on a Thursday night, I saw in my dream that I had entered a graveyard. فَرَأَيْتُ الْمَوْتَى قَدْ خَرَجُوا مِنْ قُبُورِهِمْ. I saw that the deceased had come out of their graves. وَجَلَسُوا حِلَقًا. They were sitting in groups. وَكُلُّ مِنْهُمْ عَلَيْهِ لِبَاسٌ حَسَنٌ. In this particular graveyard, every one of the deceased was dressed in very, very beautiful clothing. وَوُجُوهُهُمْ مُضِيئًا. Their faces were shining. وَفِي أَيْدِيهِمْ أَطْبَاقٌ مِنْ نُورٍ فِيهَا فَوَاكِهَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. In their hands were plates of light filled with delicious fruit. وَرَأَيْتُ شَابًا مِنْهُمْ وَهُوَ حَزِينٌ. And then he says, amongst this group of mauta, of deceased, I noticed a young man whose face was very, very full of grief, and his face was dark. عَلَيْهِ ثَوْبٌ خَشِنٌ. His clothes were rough and tattered. وَوَجُهُ مُذْلِمٌ. His face was also, there was no noor and light on his face. He was full of grief. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. I asked him in my dream. Faqih Abu Al-Lays Samarqandi rahmatullah alayh says about Mutarrif bin Shikhir rahimahullah that he asked this person, this youngster in his dream, مَا لَكَ, what has happened to you? فَقَال. This youngster explained, هَؤُلَاءِ يُهْدَى إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الْأَحْيَاء صَدَقَاتٌ وَأَمَالٌ صَالِحَةٌ. All these people you see with beautiful clothes, with plates of fruit that are happy and that are joyous. These are the people. What you are seeing is the representation of the gifts of charity and good deeds that they are receiving from their living relatives. فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ ذَلِكَ نُورًا وَلِبَاسًا وَطَعَامًا. Allah Ta'ala is changing whatever the living are making isale sawab and passing on to these deceased. Allah is changing it in, or Allah is causing it to represent itself in this form of all these ni'mats and bounties that you are seeing. With regards to myself, wa amma ana falam yuhda ilayya shay. There's no one to pass on any good deeds to me. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. So Mutarrif bin Shikhir says, in my dream I said to this youngster, وَاللَّهِ لَا أَتَصَدَّقَنَّ لَكَ. I take oath on Allah, I am going to give sadaqah on your behalf. وَلَا أَهْدِيَنَّ لَكَ شَيْئًا. And I will give some hadiah to others on your behalf. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحْتُ تَصَدَّقْتُ عَنْهُ. He says, the next morning when I got up, I gave sadaqah on behalf of this youngster. And then that night, فَرَأَيْتُهُ فِي اللَّيْلَةِ التَّالِيَةِ فِي أَحْسَنِ حَالٍ. I saw him that night in a dream, in a very, very beautiful condition. فَقَالَ لِي, and he said to me, جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا قَدْ بَلَغَنِي مَا أَهَدَيْتَ. May Allah Ta'ala reward you and recompense you. That which you sent ahead for me definitely has reached me. It's mentioned about Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, that he used to say about Isa al-Sawab. He said, the deceased are like guests. The deceased are like guests. Their reward depends on what their living relatives do for them. Fuzayl bin Ayaz, rahimahullah, used to say, he reported that he saw in a dream the souls of the deceased receiving the light of Quran recitation done by their children on their behalf. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, used to regularly give charity for his father after his death, believing that the reward would reach him. It is narrated that a young man used to recite one complete Quran every day and give the reward to his deceased father. One night he saw his father in a dream, and his father said to him, O my son, may Allah reward you with goodness. I have been in a state of light and joy since the day you began gifting me the reward of your Quran recitation. Every day the angels give me a gift and say, this is the reward of what your son recited today. Our connection, my respected brothers, with those who have left this world does not end at their janaza. Like that famous saying of the poem of Abdullah bin Qurs, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which he mentioned in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَأَنِّي لَمْ تَكُنْ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنُ وُدِّمْ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَادُلِ. He says, unfortunately, the general practice, time when the person has passed away, that time we are crying, little bit Quran, etc. is read. But very quickly, with the passage of time, we become so engaged in our worldly activities and in our own pursuits that as if no relationship remains. It should not be like that. The connection with those who have left this world, as I mentioned, does not end at their janaza. The ties of mercy, love and responsibility continue. And through our deeds, we can lighten their graves, ease their burdens, and send them gifts that, wallah, are more precious than gold, silver and diamond. What is these gifts? The daily recitation of Quran, passing the reward on, charity, etc. It's mentioned, Mutarif bin Shikhir, rahimullah, very, very famous dream, which Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi, rahmatullah alayh, mentions. And obviously, of time constraints, we'll begin the first part of the dream. He says, once he saw in a dream that he was standing in a graveyard. Suddenly, the deceased began rising from their graves. And there was an open field next to the graveyard. And on this field, there were small white pebbles that were shining like noor and light. So he said, the deceased from this graveyard, they scrambled and hurried to gather them. Each person trying to collect as many as they could, their faces filled with longing, as if those pebbles were the most valuable treasures they could find. Among them, he said, I saw one person who was not rushing. He was not scrambling, not competing, not running, no hurry to collect what the others were collecting. He sat peacefully under a tree, relaxed, content and silent. Mutarif bin Shikhir, rahmatullah, he says, I approached him and I asked him, why are you not gathering like the rest? Why aren't you in a hurry to collect whatever these people are collecting? The man replied, I have no need. My son recites the Quran every day and gives its reward to me. That is my provision. That is my comfort. So I sit here at ease. Inshallah, we'll continue.